This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Let me just ask you this. What do you say to your critics who say that you are creating a national emergency, that you're concocting a national emergency here in order to get your wall
because
you
couldn't get it through other ways? What do you think? Do you think I'm creating something? Ask these incredible women who lost their daughters and their sons. Okay? Because your question is a very political question, because you have an agenda. You're CNN. You're fake news.
Jim Acosta couldn't have encapsulated the left's disconnect from the plight of our fellow U.S. citizens better, championing the rights of illegal aliens in the Rose Garden while downplaying the murder of U.S. citizens, drug trafficking, and human smuggling by illegal aliens.
Jim, yes, ma'am. What your takeaway?
Yes, Kate, I just want to talk very fast here because I'm so paranoid that they're going to pull the plug on us here in the Rose Garden. But I'm standing in front of some of these angel moms who came to the Rose Garden today to, testify to what they've been through in terms of their ordeals dealing with crime in this country and the undocumented immigrants. But as you heard in that question that I had with the president there, it was really about the facts and the data and this disconnect that we have. When we hear the president talk about immigration, he tends to talk about it in ways that demonize immigrants and that just don't stick to the facts.
We need to secure our borders to protect American citizens. President Trump is completely correct on this issue. We need to protect this country.
And as expected, Mad Maxine Waters led the charge of the left against the much-needed wall on our southern border from her ivory tower.
Yes, they're concerned that if a Democratic president gets elected, then they could use emergency powers to do a lot of the things that they don't like. And as you know, they don't believe in climate change. As you know, they don't want us to talk about Medicare for all or any of those subjects that they think will spend too much government money. You know that I've been talking about impeachment for a long time. I am absolutely stunned and amazed that the American people are taking so much off of this president. This president has lied, and I think it has been documented over 8,000 times in the last 2 years. This president has committed obstruction of justice right before our very eyes.
The actual work that is responsible and responsive to the real and legitimate concerns around fentanyl and methamphetamine, heroin, and cocaine that is being done within the state of California is now being put at risk for a vanity project, for a monument to stupidity. Nancy Pelosi has run circles around the President of the United States, not once, now twice. He's been embarrassed, and his base needs to be fed. I don't want to be a sparring partner with President Trump. We want to be a working partner. But he makes it almost impossible when he plays these games and manufactures a crisis and creates the conditions where we have no other choice than to sue the administration, join other states, join our partners in the federal government to do the same.
The House Judiciary Committee announced that it will investigate President Trump's national emergency declaration after Trump admitted during a Friday press conference that he didn't need to do this. But the Democrats, as can be seen by the districts they oversee, have become complacent to what is absolutely necessary to our national security.
When the president declares this emergency, first of all, it's not an emergency, what's happening at the border. It's a humanitarian challenge to us. The president has tried to sell a bill of goods to America.
The $72 million San Francisco is spending just to clean up its streets, this is what's called making a truce with illegality. There's no penalty for homelessness. They don't enforce the laws. And public urination is legal. Look at this. $12 million for homeless encampment housing. Okay, just to clean it up. $2.8 million to wash down biohazard material and $3.1 million for pit stop portable toilets.
The statistics are very real and have been increasingly ignored for decades by an elitist do-nothing Congress. Just in Texas alone, according to DHS status indicators, over 279,000 criminal aliens have been booked into local Texas jails between 2011 and 2019, of which over 190,000 were classified as illegal aliens by DHS.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the full John Bowne report is is at InfoWars.com. We've got another huge report coming up on a national emergency. It's actually going to be now be at the bottom of the hour. And then I got a whole list of all the hoax crimes. Oh, yes, that's right. This isn't the first.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Troyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So here's what we're going to do in this segment. We're going to take the Jesse Smollett story, and we're just going to bury it. Now, let's just rewind the clocks back at how it all began. It breaks on, I think, a Saturday night. Jesse Smollett is out on the streets of Chicago where it's like 5 degrees or something. And they say he had bleach thrown on him, had a noose put on him. They were chanting MAGA country, wearing MAGA hats, two white men, and it was a hate crime. And then it kind of just sat out there for a while, and media continued to report it and hype it up as, oh, look at this, more hate crimes against a member of the LGBTQ community because of Donald Trump. And so the media echoes and echoes. We have tweets from Cortez and other Democrats saying, this just shows how racist America is. The media saying, they had Democrats saying it was a lynching. I mean, so that happened for a week. Uh-oh. Then what happened? Some of the evidence started to come out. Ooh. Jesse Smollett started to change his story. Of course, this was after he cried on Good Morning America about this horrible hate crime against him. Wow. The actor of the year, indeed. Well, the two men of interest that were caught on camera were brought in by police, questioned for a couple hours, and then released. What happened in those 2 hours? Well, I think it's obvious now. They cooperated with the police investigation, told the cops everything. Jesse Smollett then hires a defense attorney, same one that Michael Avenatti hired, and is now having to cover his ass for what appears to be one of the most staged hate crimes in American media history. Now, have you heard any of the media retract their stories? In fact, first let's go to this compilation in clip 12. Look at all the media reporting on this hate crime.
Fire star Jesse Smollett was the victim of a vicious, racist, and homophobic attack.
His attackers hurled racial and homophobic slurs.
Two people yelled racist and homophobic slurs.
Racial and homophobic slurs.
Not only homophobia, we're talking about racism. We're talking about hate with steroids.
They are looking for two suspects who were apparently wearing Make America Great Again hats.
The offenders uttered, this is MAGA country.
The hate crime went down early this morning in Chicago.
Officials are investigating the alleged assault as a hate crime.
And now police say they're investigating this as a possible hate crime.
Anyone attacked in a hate crime like this is an outrage.
This is stomach-turning, mind-boggling information. It's out of control.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi tweeting, the racist, homophobic attack on Jesse Smollett is an affront to our humanity.
And Senator Cory Booker said, the vicious attack on actor Jesse was an attempted modern-day lynching.
Kamala Harris calling the attack an attempted modern-day lynching.
I'm so shaken by the story. This is horrible to report. This is a horrible story. This is a horrible story.
Yeah.
I mean, the circumstances is horrific.
Horrendous and unacceptable.
Absolutely despicable.
Yeah, a lot of people can't believe this is actually happening in 2019.
It's hard to believe that we're reporting, that we're even saying words like this in 2019.
Because you're fake news.
And this is America in 2019.
And CNN is fake news. So there you go, the compilation put together by Grabian. So you wait until all those media outlets that you just saw issue a retraction on their comments. All those Democrats issue a retraction on their comments. Oh! Nope. You'll be waiting until you're dead because it's not going to happen. And again, all of America should be repudiating Jussie Smollett for trying to divide this country. All of America should be repudiating the national media for going along with this hoax and not apologizing for it. So, folks, here's what it looks like happening. The whole thing was staged. Who knows why? The reports are now that he paid the Nigerians to do this, and they even pretended to do this before. They practiced doing this before the thing even happened. So think about the desperation of this individual. And he is so oppressed in America that he has to hire two Nigerians to oppress him. Tough stuff. And then he gets to go on all the television shows and cry about how he was attacked. All a bunch of lies. Well, he may be facing time in prison if he filed a fake police report. So we're going to see what happens with that. But now on the back end, listen to CNN running cover and what Brian Stelter said on the air today.
Is he going to cooperate with this investigation? Those are open questions. But because from the very beginning there were political connotations to this story that were undeniable, because sources close to Smollett said these two attackers said this is MAGA country and that they were Trump supporters, this became partisan and polarizing on day one. I wish it wasn't, but that is the reality. And that has a layer to the story that makes it even more troubling.
But pause it right there. So this is what he's saying. Oh, this was a political thing. I mean, that's why it got so blown out of proportion. And now we have to look back at how it got blown out of proportion because of the political nature of it. It was literally hoaxed as a political stunt. And here's Brian Stelter saying, oh, it's the media's fault for making it political because it was political. It was literally staged, Brian. It was literally fake. Brian, your news network is the one that ran with the fake news, Brian, but he tries to project it. Now finish the clip.
Let's say now.
From inside, how do you think the media, you know, the media had to cover this? And it had to cover this.
Had to cover it.
You know, cautiously and responsibly.
Because it was racist, right?
How do you think, on the whole, the
and
media...
And she said, oh, cover it cautiously. Oh, very cautious you were.
Job.
Strong, high-quality news organizations have tried to be very careful all along on this story. But because TMZ said just a few hours after the alleged attack that this was a Trump supporter attack and had political connotations, like I said, it became partisan from day one. And when you're looking at those random websites all over the web, ready information, you can end up, I think, having this story was able to be weaponized in many different ways.
Weaponized. Weaponized. By him. By CNN.
Why? There was a rumor out there a few days ago that he did this because he was afraid he was being ridden off the show empire. Yeah. They were going to kill off his character. Well, the studio, Fox denied that was the case. So the motive here, there's still a mystery at the heart of the story.
Ha! Brian Stelter, thank you.
Oh my gosh, what is the motive? Yes, Brian. Yes, Brian, what is the motive for Jussie Smollett? Let's see. He just marches with Democrats in anti-Trump rallies. He just tweets about how much he hates Trump. Oh, what is the motive? I have no idea. Oh my gosh. Wait, Jussie Smollett, who hates Trump, decides he's going to stage a fake attack against him, blame white Trump supporters, just hoaxes the whole thing, and Brian Stelter says, well, we don't know what the, well, we don't know what the motivation was. We're still trying to figure this out. We don't know what the motivation was. It's a big mystery. Oh, wow, Brian. Oh, wow. I didn't even think you were that dumb. And then he blames TMZ. You ran with the hoax, Brian. You. We don't know the motivation. We have no idea why he would lie about Trump supporters. We have no idea. We don't know the motivation. Here at CNN, we're going to do our due diligence. We'll find it out. Now, in the next 60 seconds, I'm going to read for you a stack of hoax hate crimes that was tweeted out by Andy Go on Twitter at Mr. Andy Go. Indiana church vandalized with slurs like Hail Trump and swastikas and other such anti-Semitic stuff. Fake hate crime. New York CBS. Arrest made after anti-Semitic graffiti cancels political event classes at Brooklyn Synagogue. Also, another fake hate crime. Lafayette PD. UL student made up story about attack and stolen hijab. So someone tried to claim Islamophobia. Hate? No. Fake. Man charged after swastikas found on Long Island College. Again, another fake hate crime initiated by a leftist Trump hater. Muslim woman made up crime on subway. Another fake hate crime made up by the left. Woman made up Trump motivated hate crime story, police say. NBC New York. Another fake hate crime. What's the motive, Brian? I don't know the motive, Brian. Tell me.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Roger Stone joins me now. Of course, fake news loves going after Roger Stone. And we've got a couple brand new fake news narratives that they're trying to run against Roger today. But the first is really the big one. And you saw it probably all across national news. I was getting blown up, people asking me about it. Roger Stone gagged. Well, Roger is here to address this notion that you've been gagged, or should I say correct the fake news. So, Roger Stone, what is going on? Have you been gagged, and why is the media reporting you have been gagged?
Well, this is the first media appearance that I've had since the judge issued a gag order in which she reaffirmed my right, my First Amendment right, to speak about anything I wish anywhere except for on the courthouse steps. So I am not gagged, but you would not know that if you read Politico or USA Today and a number of other outlets who only read the headline and never read the judge's actual order. Now, ironically, all the other witnesses and the attorneys in my case are gagged. They are admonished not to discuss the case in public. So the good news, I am not gagged. That doesn't mean that I will be injudicious in the discussion of this case, but I think everybody who watches InfoWars, because it was here that you first heard me immediately after my arrest, it was here that people heard me immediately after the security camera footage, which stunned the nation, was first made public by Alex Jones, followed 5 hours later by Fox Television, that has really brought me a tsunami of public support. I mean, there is a sea change, Owen, of people sending contributions, praying for me, wishing me good luck. It's a great, great feeling to have the support of all these Americans.
Well, I think, you know, they've already seen what Mueller has done to other people in this illegal special counsel probe that we've witnessed. And then, of course, the shocking FBI footage where they have rifles coming up to your door. They haul your wife out of there. I mean, the whole thing is ridiculous. They're taping up the cameras. I mean, it's just this whole big giant circus where CNN gets the leak. I mean, see, that's the real story, Roger. The real story is CNN gets the leak that they're going to come with drones drawn to your front door. Totally illegal there. Who leaked that? There's an investigation going on. But no, the big story is, oh, Roger Stone is gagged. And we didn't even read the gag order, but we just went ahead and told you he was gagged.
Yeah, that's the good news. I mean, I think I was persuasive in making the case that the manner in which I was arrested had the purpose of poisoning the jury pool, of depicting me as guilty before I've had a chance to prove my innocence. There I am being led out of my own home in handcuffs as if I'm a drug kingpin. But now it is very clear that I do have the right to speak, and I will continue to speak out. I learned only yesterday that two of my associates were asked by the special counsel's office if they'd be willing to wear wires and come to South Florida in an attempt to get me to talk about WikiLeaks, which would have been a waste of time because there is no further evidence. And then, Owen, as you know, there was the shocking second story, timed 6 o'clock on Friday for the evening news, that said, special counsel says they have information regarding Stone communications with WikiLeaks for the first time, CNN. Really? They are covering Twitter direct messages that I turned over to the House Intelligence Committee well over a year ago that are ex post facto, take place after WikiLeaks has already published their documents, and prove absolutely nothing. But they're hyped by CNN as if this is some bombshell revelation. That's because The special counsel included them in a filing in which they made the case to the judge that my case is related to another case, the case of the Russian intelligence agents. And thereby, it is now clear that I have to go to trial in front of Judge Amy Berman Jackson, the same judge who I believe has violated Paul Manafort's constitutional rights in that trial. She's an Obama appointee. She is a liberal. This is going to be, quite a trial, to say the least.
Well, and who knows how long it could go on. Of course, now we know that, Trump declaring this national emergency, the Democrats have already filed lawsuit against him, just like he predicted they would. That could drag out for another 9 months. So this is the obstruction techniques that the Democrats have mastered, Roger. But just as far as your case is concerned, obviously you have to be judicious about, where you stand on this. But you shouldn't have even been handcuffed. You've done nothing wrong. This whole thing is part of a big witch hunt. You know damn well it was the Democrats that colluded with Russia. Everybody knows it by now. So what level do you think it's gotten to now? I mean, with Adam Schiff saying, even if the Mueller counsel finds nothing, I'm going in. I'm staying steadfast. Well, what the hell is that bug-eyed freak's problem? What he said he had evidence 2 years ago. Well, let's see it.
No, you're absolutely right, Owen. In fact, the big news today, really, and this is news that was broken on InfoWars first and foremost, was the 25th Amendment play to take out Donald Trump. It is now absolutely clear that there are both two witnesses beyond McCabe who say that Rod Rosenstein, the Deputy Attorney General, absolutely volunteered to wear a wire to try to entrap President Trump to remove him under the 25th Amendment. Two FBI officials have testified behind closed doors that at least two cabinet members were on board in what is a coup. This is sedition. And where did you hear about it first? Right here on InfoWars. So everything I have predicted has now been confirmed by Andrew McCabe in his new book, confirmed by two FBI officials in their formal under oath testimony before the Congress. And now we know that two cabinet members were in on what was really a coup attempt. This is treason. How long is the president going to put up with the duplicitous activities of Rod Rosenstein, who tried to tell us, it was only a joke. I was only joking. It's now clear from today's media coverage that this was not a joke.
And on a totally separate issue, Roger, I mean, I'm saying this is totally separate, nothing to do with what we're just talking about, just a totally separate issue here, just 100% totally separate, just to be clear. I do believe, guys, look this up. Would you guys look this up? I do believe the punishment for treason is a hanging. I'm not sure. Totally separate issue, Roger, but isn't the punishment for treason death?
Yes, the capital punishment, the death penalty, can be the punishment for treason. I argued a long time ago that the sale of missile secrets to the Chinese in return for campaign contributions was treasonous activity by Bill Clinton. I believe Uranium-1 is treasonous activity by Bill Clinton. So Donald Trump remains accused of completely fake Russian collusion. The Senate Intelligence Committee issued their report last week, concluding that there was no evidence whatsoever of collusion between the Russian state and the Trump campaign. I didn't see that on CNN, did you? I didn't see it on the three networks, did you? You have to go to the newspapers, and then it's on page 12. So it is extraordinary the way they hide the facts, and they continue to chase an error that doesn't exist. Adam Schiff, who you referred to correctly as a pop-eyed freak, now says Mueller isn't being tough enough. Mueller isn't being aggressive enough. Adam, you're empty-handed. You said well over 2 years ago that you'd see more than circumstantial evidence of Russian collusion, and you have produced none whatsoever.
All right, there goes Roger Stone, ladies and gentlemen. Not gagged. Not gagged, except he can't speak on the steps of the court.
My Leaps and My Bounce, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world, is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure sure getting you a quick boost, but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout, and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy-to-use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning, though, it's very, very strong. It lasts 10 hours, so take a half pack the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here live on this Sunday broadcast with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone. I'm looking at RogerReport.com, CBS News. To make America great again. Wanted Chicago police to re-question actor. Could get 3 years in prison for filing false report called a false flag. Rehearsed attack. Flashback laid out a hateful doubters. Lashed out opposed to questions. There's a big montage Owen played earlier. We'll play it again. Watch media uncritically accept another hate crime hoax. This is America. 2019. So we were the first to say when it happened that we believe it was fake. It's our right to say it. May it actually happen. But almost all the other hate crimes are staged, are made up by the left. Just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them where we can't even keep track of them anymore. I personally have experienced the left make up outrageous things about me. Roger can tell you about the racial stuff they've said about him. It's just incredible to create division. And so it looks like he hired people that worked on the set with him to stage this event. When they found out they were going to go to prison, they gave them the receipts, everything, and where they bought the rope, exactly what they were told to do. But what's incredible is how this guy went and doubled down on national television and attacked everyone and said that it really happened when it was obviously ridiculously fake. You know, sub-zero temperature, Chicago frozen over, middle of the night, gay guy walking down the street, people in Make America Great Again hats, put a noose over his head, dump things on him. This is out of Central Casting, Oprah Winfrey, and Roots or something. It's the Democrats funding people throwing acid on folks and cutting women's genitals off and throwing gays off buildings. It's called Al-Qaeda and ISIS. So this is just incredible how many false flags they've been caught in, and they want to make it absolutely illegal to question their events, and that's why they're coming after Infowars.com. But this is a big deal. The police now say that these guys have told them everything, that it was totally staged, open and shut case. Tomorrow's news today. Back to Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
And again, as Alex said, this is why they want us censored, ladies and gentlemen. This is why they want us censored. And hey, we were the ones that told you they were going to try to remove the president with the 25th Amendment. We were the ones that told you Trump's going to declare a national emergency at the southern border. We gave you the exact date. And so they can't have us out there when they're trying to control the narrative. Because if you notice, the media has such a control of the narrative that just last week, six police officers shot a black man in his car who was allegedly just sitting there sleeping. Did the media cover that? Nope. Ask yourself why. Why was there no outrage for that individual? Ask yourself why the shooting that happened on Friday in Aurora, Illinois, didn't have national media swarming that event, making it a big national news story for 48 hours. Because the media decides the narrative. The media decides which mass shooting gets all the attention and then gets to control the narrative. The media decides what crime gets all the attention and gets to control the narrative. Not the literally hundreds, if not thousands, of attacks, hate crime attacks against Trump supporters, myself included. That never makes national news. No, it's the fake Jussie Smollett hate crime that makes the news. And so that's how they control the narrative. They can't have InfoWars here battling that narrative, beating that narrative, getting Trump in office instead of their glorious goddess, Hillary Clinton, that they had just anointed. And America said no. So that's why they censor us. And I'm just thankful that Alex Jones had enough foresight, really 5 years ago, committing to the game plan to go fully independent and only rely on this audience for funding. Because if it wasn't for Alex Jones switching that gear and having that foresight, who knows where InfoWars would be at, ladies and gentlemen. But because we rely on your support at InfoWarsStore.com, we're still here today, we're still live on this Sunday, and really because of God and your prayers. But the smart thing that Alex did was he put products and items and supplements at InfoWarsStore.com that everybody wants, everybody needs. Let's talk about stuff you need. You need a water filter in your house. You need it, folks. You need to filter your water. We have water filters at InfoWarsStore.com. Probably 5-10 different kinds of water filters. Maybe more than that. Pick your own. Pick which one you want. Pick which one works best for you and your place. Water filters. What else do you need? You take showers, right? Okay, well, we've got shampoo, body wash, all natural, all organic ingredients. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. Do you brush your teeth? You've got toothpaste, toothbrushes, multiple different kinds at InfoWarsStore.com. That's just an example of some stuff that you need that you can find at InfoWarsStore.com. Well, how about just some stuff you want? I personally am somebody that always has protein bars in my pantry, always boxes of them, because it's a nice treat to grab, you know, when you're on the go, when you're on the run, you don't have time to sit down, or you're about to go work out and you need a little something before the gym. Perfect. You grab one, you go. Well, now we've got protein bars at InfoWarsStore.com. These are just released, and you can actually get two boxes right now for 40% off. So two boxes of the InfoWars Life Protein Bar for 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. How about energy boosts? Everybody's into energy drinks and energy supplements. We've got the brand new Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com, which if you get Turbo Force, you can then get 50% off Brain Force Plus, which we're currently running low on. So I'm not sure how much longer this deal is going to be around for the 50% off Brain Force Plus when you purchase Turbo Force. But it's your support at InfoWarsStore.com that makes everything possible. And I know that Alex is just chomping at the bit to expand, folks. I know that he's just chomping at the bit to expand. But quite frankly, it's impossible with the current circumstances. But if everybody listening to today's broadcast went to InfoWarsStore.com and just bought a tube of toothpaste and a toothbrush, or just bought two boxes of protein bars, if everyone that listened went and spent $50, $100, $200 at InfoWarsStore.com today, Alex would expand tomorrow. He'd come in so high off the fact that the audience has his back that much. He'd come in so high off the fact that you just put that much fuel in his tank. He'd blast it all off to the next level. Because that's what he does. I've witnessed it firsthand, folks. Just look at the expansion that you've seen at InfoWars just in the last 3 years since we went major viral getting Trump elected. I mean, if you really want to look at the growth curve of InfoWars and the popularity curve of InfoWars, it was always on the same trajectory. And then once the Trump campaign started in 2015, it's like our trajectory went so high, we almost did like a loop and then went back up. And so that's why they had to censor us. Anytime we would go live on YouTube, we'd be the most viewed thing on YouTube on like five different channels. They had to erase us off. Anytime Alex Jones would go do something live in the streets with a bullhorn and we'd put it on Twitter, get millions of views. They had to erase it. They just erased all of our pages off Facebook. So fine. They don't want us on their platforms. Fine. We get it. They hate free speech. They know that our politics defeats theirs. They want to enslave you. We want to free you. Fine. So they erase us. They're tyrants. They're dictators. They're authoritarians. We get it. We know it. We called them out. That's why they censored us. So if you're sick of the censorship, if you're sick of Soros paying hundreds of millions of dollars, determining courts in this country, Congress in this country, social movements in this country, go to InfoWarsStore.com and support us, folks. Now, here's the deal. In the next segment, I'm going to try to get to as much news as possible. And then I'm telling you, this report from Greg Reese that I'm going to air in the conclusion of today's Alex Jones show is so bombshell. I want everyone to download it and re-upload it to your YouTube channel. This is a video that needs to get viewed 20 million times to strike fear in the heart of the deep state human traffickers, folks. Trump's targeting them. You're seeing thousands of arrests coast to coast happening. No one's reporting on it. It's all happening, and he declared a national emergency, kicking the whole thing off, and nobody even noticed it. InfoWars did, and we've got the bombshell report on the other side of this break.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go, for getting nutrients easily. High in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compound. These protein bars bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
So, I'm going to talk about this one more time. I'm going to move on to getting some other news, and then I've just got a bombshell report from Greg Reese that we're going to air, and I need you to take action and upload this video to your YouTube channel. Share it everywhere. It needs 20 million views, ladies and gentlemen. This is how we can get victory over these bastards. These bastards, man! They're freaking running kids, folks! Excuse me. So, the entire media confab runs with the Jesse Smollett hate crime hoax. But who covered this story? Which I give credit to my friend Andrew Kerr for helping break this. He's over at the Daily Caller. D.C. Antifa leader charged with ethnic intimidation related to attack on Marines. So this D.C. Antifa freeloader, Joseph Alkoff, also known as Chepe, or Chepe. Yeah, okay. Okay, Chepe. He gets charged 17 charges, aggravated assault, ethnic intimidation, conspiracy, terrorist threats, robbery, inflicting bodily injury. Where was all the coverage of this? Where was the coverage of this man's victims? Where was Good Morning America? Where was CNN? Where is Brian Stelter? Where is S.E. Cuff? Where is Brooke Baldwin? Nowhere. Like I said, folks, the media controls the narrative. That's their job. That's why they have to have InfoWars off air. So, you know, a DC Antifa leader actually gets charged, caught, all the evidence is out, engaging in terrorism and hate crimes. Nobody covers it. But Jesse Smollett cries on Good Morning America, stages a hate crime, and it's national news. And who knows if people... I was actually on Twitter during the break. There's people actually denying that it happened. Conservatives are like, wow. Turns out the Smollett hate crime was just a big hoax. And liberals are on there like, how dare you? How dare you? It's like, yeah, how dare I do research and know what's going on? Oh, my gosh. So the Democrats want to confiscate the guns. We covered that. Oh, Anthony Weiner gets out of prison early. Isn't that just nice? Good old Anthony Weiner, that he, you know, married to Hillary Clinton's top aide, Huma Abedin, and gets caught sexually harassing and sexting minors. Long before L.A. City Hall or City Hall was infested with rats, L.A. has struggled with the rise of typhus. So typhus is in California. Typhus, ladies and gentlemen. Maxine Waters calls for rallies across America to send a message to Trump. No fake emergency. So now Maxine Waters is calling for more domestic violence. That's nice. That's great from a congresswoman. They're going to be protesting apparently all day tomorrow on President's Day. So I think that means I think I need to go out in a MAGA hat and shoot a video. I don't know. Biden says America is an embarrassment. No, you're an embarrassment. I hope you run for president because then everybody's going to see those videos of you groping children. Cannot wait. Kamala Harris puts on a jacket, makes national news. The Democrats are about to eat themselves in the 2020 campaign process. Just get ready for that. They already are. Politico says, how does a straight white male Democrat run for president? So they're already eating their own. Nancy Pelosi wishes you a happy Thanksgiving yesterday. Thank you, Nancy. And you know, in response to Ocasio-Cortez's new Green Deal, I want to propose some legislation here on air. And I know I'm not in government, but you know what? I think that this should go right to the top, ladies and gentlemen. And I want like thousands of page reports on this. I want a whole big thing, maybe even declare a national emergency on this effect. Just like we need to fight climate change. We need to get that damn climate change, folks. We'll get it. I want to fight giant meteors in space. I think we need to fight giant meteors in space. And because a giant meteor in space hurtling towards Earth right now could destroy us tomorrow. So if we're freaked out about climate change, which has been going on for billions of years and is totally out of our control, let's freak out about giant meteors. So who knows how many giant meteors could be out there on a trajectory towards Earth right now? Who knows? There could be hundreds. One could hit Earth tomorrow. What am I going to do? Why is America not freaked out about giant meteors? So somebody with a little guts in Congress needs to step up and fight these giant meteors that are hurtling towards Earth before we fight climate change. All right, folks, you need to go to InfoWars.com. National emergency, Trump's executive orders to destroy deep state criminal cabal. You need to download this video. You need to share this video. You need to tell friends and family about this video. Here's the devastating report from Greg Reese.
The National Emergencies Act was enacted September 14th, 1976. The purpose was to regulate the number of laws granting special powers to the executive branch in times of national emergency. Congress can undo an emergency declaration with either a joint resolution and the president's signature or with two-thirds majority vote. As of February 2019, 59 national emergencies have been declared, and more than 30 remain in effect. Six national emergencies declared by Bill Clinton are still in effect. 11 declared by George W. Bush are still in effect. And 10 by Barack Obama are still in effect. President Donald Trump has declared three national emergencies already, and the so-called resistance has hardly mentioned them at all, including the national emergency with respect to blocking the property of persons involved in serious human rights abuse or corruption, which was signed on the first winter solstice of his presidency on December 21st, 2017. The president therein declared that the United States seeks to impose tangible and significant consequences on those who commit serious human rights abuse or engage in corruption, and specifically targeted 13 individuals worldwide involved in international human trafficking, otherwise known as slavery. The mainstream media let this national emergency go mostly unnoticed. Why? If one were to look into these 13 names, they would find several connections to the Clintons and the Clinton Foundation. Since the declaration of this national emergency in 2017, hundreds of arrests have been made and thousands of victims have been freed from bondage. And the corrupt legacy media has been utterly silent about it. And now, President Trump has announced to declare a national emergency on the southern border to bring an end to the United Nations' disastrous replacement migration program and to bring law and order to the entrenched black market economy of drugs and human trafficking. Of all national emergencies declared since 1976, this one stands out as perhaps the most important for national security. Securing our borders only stands to hurt the criminal elements that have been exploiting the system for years. And so naturally, the criminal cabal of deep state politicians and their establishment-run media are all desperately trying to stop it. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Ladies and gentlemen, you need to go to InfoWars.com right now and go to this video, National Emergency, Trump's Executive Order to Destroy Deep State Criminal Cabal. I mean, take that video, download it, upload it to your YouTube channel, and put 100 different titles on it. Upload to 100 different YouTube channels. Title it QAnon, Trump Set to Remove Clinton. I mean, put everything on there. This report needs to be seen millions of times, ladies and gentlemen, and especially right now while they're making a huge deal out of the national emergency. You use that as a keyword. Use Q as a keyword. Use Alex Jones as a keyword. Use InfoWars as a keyword. Use it all. Use President Trump as a keyword. Get this out. This is why they don't want us to control the narrative, ladies and gentlemen. They want you talking about Trump's national emergency at the southern border so that they can lie about it and call him a racist and all this bull crap. They don't want you talking about President Trump targeting human traffickers, many of which have direct relationships to the Clintons. I mean, my God. Just look at Laura Silsby, ladies and gentlemen. Just look at the WikiLeaks. Just look at all the deaths around the Clintons. What do you think goes on here, folks? Let's not be naive, okay? Let's not be naive. We've ID'd, okay? We've ID'd the major criminals in this country. We've ID'd them. We've got them. We've got their names. We know who they are. We've reported them to you, and that's why they want to shut down right here at InfoWars.com. So, you want to know why they hate President Trump? You want to know why Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and the rest of the Democrats are panicked over President Trump? Because he wants to stop human trafficking. Now ask yourself why, and ask yourself why they want you domesticated. What are you going to do about mass human trafficking? What are you going to do about hate crime hoaxes? What are you going to do about hoaxes against white men in this country? What are you going to do about hoaxes against Donald Trump? What are you going to do about a fake Russian collusion investigation costing us millions of dollars? What are you going to do about that? Nothing if you're a domesticated slave. Everything if you're alive.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.